through the recent general election, parties were falling over themselves to promise that the means test for the carers allowance would be scrapped. And this led to big spending promises by lots of parties in relation to what they would do for carers if they're re-elected. And we'll see what happens now once the governments get into it. But one listener got in touch with us on the aftermath of all those promises. Ned Moran, who's a carer himself. And he talked to me about the challenges he faces and the lack of support that's out there, and says, before you go anywhere near clearing a means test or getting rid of a means test, you need to concentrate and do things for the person that's been cared for themselves. Have a listen.
What I'm really stressing is that in the debates about the general election, all 170 TDs, once one person said it, they all stressed that carers should not be means tested because of the care they do. But nobody mentioned the person at the bottom of the line, the person with special needs, that has to be vigorously means tested by the state. This is wrong. Like, the person with special needs should be put first, and by all means, in if you want to give carers means test, not no means test, by all means go ahead, but make the person with special needs always first.
Is this the disability allowance that you're talking about here?
The disability allowance. There's a threshold in it, and also when these people go to their old age pension, obviously they haven't worked in their lifetime and they haven't paid PRSI, and they're also means tested again when they go down to the age of old age pension. That is if they live long enough.
So there, and is that, that, you know, you see that as fundamentally unfair, and that should be addressed?
Yes, because there's a limit on 50,000, and after that, their pension, for example, if they have 70,000 savings, which is pittance in highly intensive special care needs, if they want private care and everything, their pension will be cut by 70 or 80 euros a week.
That's what happens if it is, it's means tested, regardless of how much money it takes to provide for that person.
Yeah, there's no concern for that. And like, I've contacted the Taoiseach Tánaiste, and there's no reply, and I seem to be getting nowhere.
So what do you think should happen, Ned?
The most vulnerable, before the carers, the most vulnerable are the person down at the bottom of the line, which is the person that has special needs. And before the carers are taken care of for the no means test, this is the first thing that should be looked at. There's no means test for people with disabilities.
It just should not happen, regardless of wealth, regardless of how much money they have. It should.
Well, they could put a limit. But let's face it, if there's a child 30 or 40 years of age, and for argument's sake, if their parents die and they sell a house for $500,000, that $500,000 will not last that child their lifetime. But let the government put down a limit on it if they want to.
Yeah, because I suppose each case, Ned, is individual, and you have situations whereby it's one size fits all. It's based on money, the means test, whether it's disability allowance or what you're talking about, the pension. But you could have somebody who needs a minor level of care, or you could have somebody who needs an intensive level of care, has intense difficulties, and needs a lot of finances to keep them going and keep the care going for all of their lifetime. And yet they're both treated the same in terms of a means test.
And also, too, the actual care of themselves. There's some carers might only need an hour a day. There's some people caring for people 24 hours a day, and the carer's allowance is the same thing for both people. Sure, why not be assessed by a district nurse how much care is involved? So I think the whole thing is completely wrong.
Yeah, the one size fits all in this area, it just doesn't work, is what you're saying.
No, because there's some people that are 70 years of age, they need a bit of help with shopping, they need to tidy the house, and it's okay. At the other extreme, then, there's people, adult children, extreme autism, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and the care allowance is the same thing for both people.
And that's for people who are keeping them at home, and yet they're not, they're just getting, you know, the standard level of support.
I think it's very unfair. It's the one thing that upset me about all the election debates. I'm not interested in politics, but every TD, 170 TDs, missed the point, in my opinion.
Yeah, because it's a thing that's going to be done now. It'll have to be done. by whatever makeup of government, that the means test will be gone for carers.
That's right. But yeah, I know that, yeah. But before all that is done and before the programme for government, it should be stressed about the person at the bottom of the line.
Yeah. Ned, do you think there are people out there who are in great difficulty caring for older people with severe disabilities?
You come with me a day and see the locked gates and see the broken furniture and various other things and listen to people. People are not listening to people that have serious needs.
And you meet, do you see it through your work?
Yeah. All the time.
Yeah. And that's one of the key things out of this election campaign, even aside from the means test, Ned, the focus that's needed on mental health supports, but also disability services. Do you think that at least, I know you're frustrated with the debate, as you say, focusing on the one thing and that will solve all the problems, which you're saying it won't, but at least would you expect the new government to have more of a focus on the area you're talking about?
But I don't think so, because you see, as I come back to my fundamental point, like 170 TDs I saw him debating it all, and it was all carers, and it was a standard care for everybody, and no mention of the means test for the child involved. That's what really drives me crazy.
Yeah, I understand the point you're making, but you'd hope that there will be some change by the new government in that area, that they might listen to the point you're making.
Well, I hope so, like, but because I think fundamentally it's totally wrong what happened, like, you know, and what's going on, like, you know.
Yeah, it just seems to be the popular idea, we'll get rid of the means test and that'll square that box or tick that box off.
A bit like this, there was a lot of votes for no means test for carers, but the people at the bottom of the line that are highly disabled, there's no votes there. Maybe that's what's wrong.
Yeah, there's no votes for not enough votes or no votes or no attention on that, or maybe not enough attention on that.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Okay. Well, Ned, look, thanks very much for talking to me about it and raising the issue, and we'll see what kind of a response we get.
I want anyone that agrees with me to email their TDs, Taoiseach or ministers or whoever involved, and to do as much possible to put out the information that I give.
Yes, and to make that point to them that this isn't good enough and we want change in that area.
Yeah, thank you, Jerry.
There you go, that's Ned Bourne. What do you make of that argument? That financial arrangements need to be made, pension issues, taxation issues, and what's left for people who are vulnerable from their parents and others, that needs to be cleared first before you talk about means testing. There are a range of other issues that need to be focused on the person themselves as well. If you have a view on that, a caller gets in touch on that interview with Ned, is with the Family Carers Association of Ireland, and 100% agrees with Ned Moran. The person who needs the care should be the main focus always, and they should be able to retain their benefits for additional treatment, such as physiotherapy, which they may not be able to access through the HSE. And that's the point that Ned was making. You need to look at all areas of this.